This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
You're listening to KPFT Houston and 90.1 FM and KPFT Galveston 89.5 FM.
but all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air. And I know you're only human, and I haven't got talking room. But tonight, while I'm making excuses, some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive? Can't you see my face? Got another lover. I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind. Tonight the sweet devil, sweet devil's got. Will this night be through? Wanna hear the breaking glass? I wanna feel the steel of the red hot truth. And I'd do anything to get it out of my mind. I need some insanity for that temporary kind. Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name?
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours. Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world, and welcome to the July 15th edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be your co-executive. Actually, I'll be your producer for the evening. My co-executive producer is out sick. Chris is out sick this evening, so you have just have me. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Well... Merlin is here also. Robert's in the background.
I finally made it here, and I am semi-vertical at the moment. I'm still spending a lot of time in bed, alone. You know, trying.
Yeah, me too. But
trying not to die. You know.
Well, we're glad of that.
Well,
yes. We're having the evening with the Royals tonight. ICOH, and we have some Royals in the house. We do, yeah, we're working. Yeah, well, for another couple of months, sort of, yeah. We'll be talking about that. You'll get it. The music that you heard, I was just in a nostalgic mood. Bronski Beat started it out with Small Town Boy. That was one of the, if not the first, openly gay, popular dance song that was played in clubs all over, gay and straight.
That was when I was in high school.
Shut up.
It was.
That was when before this. That was before this show was even on the air. To tell you the truth, there's going to be a trivia question somewhere along the line. Is when this show came on the air, and I'll give you the answer right now. It was September 6th, 1987.
Wow.
We're coming up on our 19th birthday. Don't worry, you're not on yet. Okay. My great guests are trying to make, you know, helpful comments in the background. But
right.
It ain't working yet.
Intercessions.
Anyway, no, that was, you know, this is like 20 years ago. I didn't even look at it.
You were a lot younger then.
Oh, yeah. And then
I was a teenager.
I started the show 6 months after it started, and by the end of 1991, I was the producer.
The producer.
And I remember shortly after I became the producer, I got a call from a lesbian who said, can you play the song by Melissa Etheridge? And I thought, Melissa Etheridge? Who the hell's that?
Hmm.
Yeah, but this was, you know, 1990.
Very darned early in her career.
1992. She wasn't out, and I was just collecting queer music, which was very, you know, hard to come by back then.
Yeah.
Back then. So I went out and bought the CD because this woman was really adamant about it, and I fell in love with the song she requested. It was called Bring Me Some Water.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of it last night at an ICOH function when Rose Smith sang it live on stage. And she did a pretty damn good job of it, too, must admit.
Yeah, you got to have a set of lungs for that one.
Yeah, she's Imperial Princess, and she's kind of running things this week because... So many of the ICOH folks are at Camp Hope this week. Camp Hope is the summer camp for children with AIDS. It's held at Camp for All, a facility that's on the other side of Brenham.
It's the kind of beautiful thing that makes me depressed that I'm over 30.
No.
They should have a camp like that for, like, grown-ups.
Oh, God. It's fabulous.
They do. Anyway, some of the other things going on in the community. We have a new bar.
In and out.
It's located at 1537 North Shepherd. It's a bar that's been in operation for a while, and it's been sort of gay friendly, and it's got a brand new owner who's the owner of EJ's, Moniker. So it's probably going to be a hell of a lot more gay friendly.
That's probably where that music was coming from while we were at Whataburger a while ago.
Could be. Because this is.
It was noisy up down there.
This is, yeah. This is North Shepherd around 11th.
Mm. Oh, no. We weren't anywhere near
you
that.
You weren't near that. Okay, forget it. You weren't there.
No. Not yet, but give me time.
I know. Just a reminder that the next Houston Council of Clubs meeting is next Wednesday, July 19th, 8 o'clock p.m. at the Ripcord. They will be selecting the pin and poster design that we have been talking about for Louis 34. So please bring your submissions.
That's the little pin.
Damn, I got something in my throat.
That's the little pin that's got to have the theatrical mask on it?
That's the one.
You're the...
theatrical mask. It has to have...
a number?
Number, I think. In Louis, let us entertain you. And has to be in purple and gold.
Because of its Mardi Gras colors.
That's right.
Jimmy?
Yes?
Didn't you swallow before you showed up at the show tonight?
I think that was that's a subject for the last show that was on.
Just checking.
In case you folks only tune in for After Hours, you ought to tune in an hour earlier and listen to Hot and Bothered. Yeah. Whoa!
Believe me, those people are hot.
Yes, they are. And it's the best lead-in that After Hours has ever had. It makes us look tame. It does, so...
Judging from what I've heard so far, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't been that wild since,
it's been a while. Okay.
Pink color occasionally that's rather unique.
Yes. Oh, yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do. Imperial Prince 22, Christopher Prado, and Grand Duke 22, J.P. Gill, present the Tweedledee and Tweedledum show, A Night of Disney. I'm not going there on that name. Not going there. Friday, July 21st of this year at Keys West, 817 West Dallas. Showtime is 7 to 9 p.m. So come out and see what Frick and Frack can come up with in one night. And put those two together, I can imagine. The show is to benefit RAIN 22 Charities, Legacy Community Health Services, Body Positive, AIDS Foundation, Houston, Camp Hope. And let's see. God, 4 pages. Christopher Prado. You know, please. And then the next day, Jim Crawford is doing his show of shows, Thinking Outside the Box, at EJ's, 8:30 to 10:30. That's show number one. Okay, shows number two and three, the second annual birthday weekend, July 28th and 29th, Friday, July 28th at Keys West, 7 to 9, and Saturday night, July 29th at EJ's, 8:30 to 10:30. Woo! He is really taking on a lot there. And all these three shows benefit Legacy Community Services, Body Positive, and AFH Camp Hope. That's great. That's great. And this is for the folks in there. And it's time to bring on an evening with the Royals and see just who we have here. Who do we have here tonight?
I believe we have, ladies and gentlemen, our current Gemini Empress elect.
Select.
Select. Elect. Select.
Candidate for.
Yes.
Candidate for. Yes. I know I get it wrong
candidate
every time.
For.
She's the aspirin.
Oh, she's the
aspirin.
Yeah. Aspirant.
I think her name is Ginger Vitis.
I know it's her name, as a matter of fact. And we're very happy to have you here, Ginger. Thank you.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here, and I'm sure the pleasure's all yours.
Because it's really late for you.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's really early for me.
It's past her bedtime and way beyond cocktails.
She drinks, you know.
not since they invented the phone.
Oh, my. So, I hear that, well, I know that. Wait a minute, hear. This all occurred last night.
This all occurred, and announcements were last night.
Mm-hmm.
Orlin Culliver and I, we applied to run as Apollo Emperor candidate and Gemini Empress mm-hmm. candidate, and we were approved. Candidate announcements were last night at EJ's with a little show after that.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of moved on to Mary's, and I sort of lost track after that because, as you mentioned earlier, she drinks.
Yes.
So
a lot.
Well, wait, yeah.
It was well after 1 o'clock when I got home.
Yes, indeed it was. And she don't look pretty in face after 1 o'clock, trust me. It's bad enough before that.
And your sidekick here tonight.
My sidekick is Craig Farrell.
He is Grand Duke
of ICOH. His Imperial wife is out of town.
She's at the Gay Olympics.
Yes, she's at the Gay Olympics. The Gay Games.
The Gay Games.
Speaking of the Gay Games, I talked with her this evening. They've been practicing and practicing and practicing because she's going to be in the opening ceremonies.
She's in the javelin throw.
No.
Oh, she's not. Okay, well, never mind.
You don't want to... Well, if she was, you wouldn't want to have her come back here after she won it. Anyway, no, she is in the opening ceremonies with the Houston Pride Band.
Yay!
Yes, and they are going to be seeing Margaret Cho.
Oh!
Yes, after the opening ceremonies.
There's just so many places I could go with this, but I'm going to leave it alone.
You the gay? And are you the gay?
You must be gay. You screen your calls.
I'm gay then. And not only that, but Mr. Sulu is going to be there as well.
Oh, I love a Star Trek girl.
I was going to say, who the hell is Sulu?
Mr. Sulu from Star Trek.
Okay.
George Takei.
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out last year.
Yes, he did.
Well, good for him.
After so many years. And
you know what? I think he was gay before then.
Oh, yeah. Because he's had a lover for many, many, many years.
Captain Kirk told me so.
And Captain Kirk didn't lie.
No.
Anyway, he's going to be in there, and Judy was really excited because for a number of reasons, the excitement of the Gay Games, of course, being there and being in them, and she was really excited about a certain poem that has been written and going to be read during the opening ceremonies, and she's going to be bringing it back here.
What I want to know is how you get a gig like that.
She knew somebody with the Pride Band.
Of course she does.
Yes. Troy, who does the percussion. She was just going to go as a participant.
I think it's because everyone knows that I'm her Imperial husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she got the gig.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Ah.
Only in your wildest dreams.
You know, honey, when you become Empress, you'll understand.
Yes.
Let's write a song.
That's right, because
it is a community elected title.
That's exactly right.
It's a yes and no vote because I'm the only one running. And she's got a few people out there that aren't a whole lot happy with her.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it don't matter because she does what she does for all the right reasons.
That's right. And there's voting, speaking of voting.
Yes.
Community-wide voting, and you've got the information on
that. We do. The first voting date is going to be on Saturday, August 12th. That's going to be at Third Coast Bar in Galveston.
Mm.
3 p.m. to 8.
And you have to understand that it's not just a Houston voting thing. It's like Houston and all the surrounding counties.
Yeah,
Harris,
that's right.
Brazos, whatever.
Any county that touches Harris.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And then on Thursday, August the 17th at EJ's, 4 to 9.
That's early voting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, you won't be there.
It's in the evening.
No, it's early voting.
Well, how early is it?
Well, 4 o'clock, you won't be there.
You should be just about getting up for coffee about
that. No. That's a Friday, isn't it?
No, it's a Thursday.
Thursday.
That's a Thursday.
August
that's
the 17th.
Yeah. And then Sunday is the actual, Sunday, August 20th is the actual mm-hmm. voting date, which is going to be at Legacy Clinic this year.
215 West
Yeah, 215 as opposed to 1415 where it usually is. Mm-hmm. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on a Sunday. So, you know, we can have Sunday afternoon tea.
Yeah.
We can shuttle their butts back and forth.
There you go.
We can twist their arms to vote.
I know. Don't you, wish they still had beer busts going?
Vote often.
That would
vote
be fabulous.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
There's no beer bust?
No.
Duh. No.
Well, how old is this child?
I'm not as old as our candidate.
You don't want to go there.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
You're riding with me. That's all right, honey. I'm old, but I'm a classic.
Well, I really think voting is absolutely the most important thing.
Yes, it is.
This is what we do for the community. Mm-hmm. This is how we raise money,
yes.
$1 at a time.
Mm-hmm. Or quarters.
Or yes. pennies. We'll take pennies.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Even
I counted them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But guess what? This very Sunday, mm-hmm. we have a show right at the BRB.
Do we now?
Yes, we do. Red, white, and who are you? That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
Oh, that's so sick.
8:30.
8:30.
And Jimmy, are you performing?
No.
Oh, I think you are.
What?
Judy told me that you're performing.
She didn't tell me.
Well, you're so stunned.
It's a surprise.
You're performing for GCAM.
Am I now?
Yes, you are.
What am I doing?
A showstopper.
Am I?
Yes. What you do best, but we can't talk about that on the radio.
Nor can I do it. It's a BRB.
Depends on which. Never mind.
I'll read you what the ad says.
Please
it
do.
Says, come closer.
No, I don't want. I'm afraid.
Well, it says, come closer.
Okay.
July 16th at 8:30 at the BRB, Craig Farrell, Grand Duke, will wave his wand.
Ooh.
And you too will be performing at Red, White, and Who Are You?
Puff, you're a drag queen.
Not until turnabout, honey. Not until turnabout.
We'll talk then.
Too bad Chris is not here. He would just be great at this.
Oh, yes, he would. Yes, he would. Damn it. Actually, he's supposed to be performing in this show, I think.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Is he really?
I'm not sure, but he was talking about it last week.
Well, let's commit him to it.
Well, I think he's sick tonight.
Well, that's, you know, what he's got all the way to Sunday to get well.
Let's see. Sick and performing in a show for Craig. Pretty much
sounds
sums
like
it up.
It sounds like he's on the lineup
yeah.
to me. You can see him there.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
what
indeed.
What else is going on with ICOH?
Well, we've got our weekly jukebox show on Wednesday night.
Always on a Wednesday.
Always on a Wednesday. Always at 8:30. Yeah, right.
Yeah, 9-ish, 8:30-ish.
Drag time.
Yeah, right.
It's always fun. We have a good time doing that. It's not really a drag night. It's kind of like you show up the way you are.
Oh.
And, you know, somebody will pick a number for you, mm-hmm. and you just get up there and do your best.
Yes.
And make the rest of us look good.
If you're smart, you'll look through the jukebox first.
Yes, you will. And you'll memorize every damn number on that jukebox, so you'll know which one to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then on Friday, you mentioned earlier that everybody's at Camp Hope.
Mm-hmm.
They will all be back on Friday. And Friday night, Sean Cotter, a.k.a. Chanel Cartier.
Our reigning
Gemini Empress, mm-hmm. will be kicking off her Empress's Jubilee, which is also her birthday.
And she's how old?
Enough.
Under penalty of death, I refuse to answer that question.
I think it's 36.
Actually, it's 35, but you said 36, so I'm safe. And she doesn't look a day over 40.
I know.
The 22nd.
Sean, I love you.
Yeah, whatever.
Your Majesty.
They can't hear it from here. Don't worry about it. Your Majesty. We have this rule in ICOH with their Majesties.
Mm-hmm.
You can say anything you want to. As long as you say Your Majesty.
Afterwards, yes.
Afterwards.
You say whatever you want.
You reigning old bitch, Your
comma,
Majesty.
Exactly. Your Majesty.
Comma, Your Majesty.
Yes.
Sometimes it's exclamation point. But you know,
yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Not about the whole grammatical thing. The 22nd is going to like continue Her Majesty's Jubilee with Dragon with the Stars, which is sort of a takeoff on, what is it called? I don't watch this reality crap.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
You know what? That show is almost sold out. It is.
It is.
We have very few seats.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Very few seats.
And what it is some of your more quote-unquote prominent figures in town, i.e. the president of Pride Committee. We've got people from EPA. Jerry Simino, one of our prominent attorneys in town. It'll be the first time they've ever been in drag.
Whoa.
And us girls are going to help them out a little bit. And trust me, you don't want to see Ginger helping anybody out. Because if Ginger
paints what color hair you're going to end up with.
If Ginger paints you, you look like Ginger, and that's not always a good thing.
Well, just let me read it from her poster.
Yeah.
She is the lounge lizard
extraordinaire.
Ooh.
I'm so sorry, Jerry. I really hate that for you.
But you know.
Oh, well.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly, and
it might as well be me. Sunday the 23rd, we're bartending at EJ's, 4 o'clock. We do that
always
every
fun.
Fourth Sunday. Always a really good time.
Always fun.
On the patio, lots of men. We've got all the regulars. It always is a really good time. It's always a fun way to raise money without having to worry about if you've learned your number, what outfits you're going to wear. It's, of course, I don't normally worry about that anyway, so it doesn't matter. I show up and I'm good.
And you're always stunning.
Oh, well, yes, I know.
Of course she's always stunning.
At least the darker it is, the better I look. So, you know.
And then the third annual Bad Ballads.
Ballads.
I can't speak tonight.
She drinks, too.
Well, of course she does. Terrible Torch Songs.
Uh-huh.
And Lousy Lounge Act.
Uh-huh.
Friday, August the 4th at EJ's.
Uh-huh.
That's sponsored by our
We hope.
Yeah.
But we hope. Is EJ's closing?
No, but we never know for sure if the
oh, it's us. It's not
hello.
Them.
Hello.
It's the third time it's been scheduled.
Yeah. Third time's a charm.
Well, our Crown Prince and Princess Royale, Jeff Wallace and Rose Smith, are presenting the third annual Bad Ballads and Terrible Torch Songs.
I'm thinking little Captain Janelle Muskrat Love is in order.
Oh.
Well, there you are, lounge lizard.
I've got the hair for it. You did it.
Oh.
Well.
She just brought me into the whole thing.
See? It's your fault.
It is my fault.
It is.
It's you know, the only reason I come here and do this is for our newly elected
Gemini. No,
not right. See, I get it wrong every time. Our
aspirant
to the throne.
Aspirant.
In other words, she's itching to go to the bathroom.
She's just a big old aspirin.
Yeah.
And I'm with her. That's the worst part. Oh.
And I'm driving.
Come a little closer and let me tell you again about July 16th at the BRB.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. That's right. Okay, folks. I'm glad you showed up, and good luck.
Is that his way of saying we're done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, stick a fork in her.
Uh-huh. And I hope that we have a Black on Black segment coming up.
Okay.
I think
it's a good idea.
I think we do.
I think it's a great idea.
But we'll find out. We'll see some Royals again next month.
Probably.
Third Saturday of the month.
We don't get rid of them very often.
There we go. We got to get Orlin on here, too.
Yes, we do.
And, of course, we'll be promoting the voting every week.
Great.
And after hours.
We've got some candidate shows that will be coming up. We'll let you know about that.
Good.
We'll let you know about that.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Always fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Chris from Black on Black has not made it yet.
Oh, ouch. Well, let's go to a piece of music and find out what's going on.
time I see your face, it's the light of you makes me feel so good. Don't know why, you just bring me into bliss. Don't never go. Gotta have you, wanna please you. It's forever that I need you. Think it over. Let me hold you in my arms, my soul surrender. Even the darkest night, I'll be there. My soul surrenders to you. And when you feel you can't go on, don't be scared. My soul surrenders to you. Just hold on tight and don't lose hope. It's okay. My soul surrenders to you. And should you wait.
Through. Oh, bung, bung, doo. Spring is here and my domestic partner is too. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We'll put a sign that says just married on our Subaru. We'll say I can't because we can't say I do. At a wedding ceremony worth manure. Going to the chapel, but we cannot get married. From Vermont to Minneapolis, no, we cannot get married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Bells may ring and the sun may shine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The 1,000 tax breaks will never be mine, no. And when I hold you close, in half the states it's a crime. Confused matrimony and love. Don't ask, don't tell an apple is you wanna get married. It's rabbinical and papal is to keep us from getting married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Down in the Big Apple, no, we cannot get married. Clearly nowhere on the map will let us legally get married. Gee, I really love you, but we still cannot get married. Locked out.
Serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. You're out of your mind.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't. It's painless and quick.
Ah! Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Ah! Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Ah! Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. Ah! I won't fight you anymore.
Oh. I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I'm behaving disgracefully.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
Yeah! rainbow flavor sound system. Back in the day, around the way. You know I'm proud to be queer, y'all, without no fear, y'all. And if you're all about the pride, then help me cheer, y'all. It's like that. Licky, 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 licky. Come on, come on. Listen, party people, here's a serious song. It's right, not wrong. You can say right on. Cause I gotta tell you things that you may not know. It's not a mystery, it's history, and here's how it go. A lot of people think the world never accepts it gay. But if you look in the book, you'll see that's not the case. Going all the way back to ancient Greece, the time of Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates. Native American tribes knew how to recognize people living different lives with pride. But then came the church and state. They come to regulate the people joining that crusade, and the hate took the bait. Some people fought back, many lives were lost. 1 million papers, triangles in the Holocaust. Even Oscar Wilde faced an obscenity trial and went to prison for a real long while.
You know I'm proud to be queer, so deal with my reality. I'm tired of people tripping on my sexuality. Yo, I'm the same as you, spitting game, that's true. Upon a record representing my crew.
You know I'm proud to be queer, y'all, without no fear, y'all. And if you're all about the fight, then help us cheer. Yeah, y'all, it's like that. Yo, 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 Emma Goldman. She showed the people the way. One of the first to support lesbians and gays. The East Village in New York City. Went all the way back in the 1950s. It was a dream of the Mannequin Society. This gay community, which has provided me with my own place. And the space to create and make takes, not fakes. Always up in your face. Cause if we all stand together, we can fight and win. Just ask the queer soldiers at the Stonewall Inn. So take that. DJ Monkey, and I run it thick. You can hear it loud and clear like when the school bell rings. Just like Coretta Scott King, marching with Dr. King. I'll do my thing and let my freedom ring. You know I'm proud to be fine, y'all. I'll tell you why, y'all. Cause I've been fighting for too long to have to hide, y'all. And I ain't taking this shit just because I don't fit your definition of queer. Cause I got nothing to fear. Been in this game for years, so brothers know I'm legit. I'm rocking hella pride parties and I will not quit. Fuck up shit.
The man with the skills on the mic. Motherfuckers bring the drama, but you're not my type. I bust a rhyme on the track, my shit'll never be whack. It's not opinion, it's fact. Cause I'm proud to be black and gay, y'all. And I don't play, y'all. That's how it is, and that's the way it's gonna stay, y'all. So take that.
Some people step to me and try to take what's mine, but I'm prepared to fight and put my life on the line. Sometimes with the pen and sometimes the sword, cause I'm inspired by the words of Audrey Lorde. If we wait to speak, so we're no longer afraid, we'll be sending messages back from the grave. They go with Harvey Milk, was shot and killed by whites. He nearly got away with murder, yo, it was not right. I still remember the flames, they burned them into the night. Queer people standing up for their rights and not believing the hype. Little Richard was a brother with soul, then he made a new style called rock and roll. Marlon Riggs made a movie called It Tongues Untied, about a higher state of mind we call gay pride. So every man, every woman, hold your head up high and never hide what you're feeling inside. Cause we're proud to be queer, y'all, without no fear, y'all. And if you're all about the pride, then give a cheer, y'all. It's like that, y'all, y'all. And we don't quit. DJ Monkey, break it down, cause this is it.
Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop. Yeah.
Proud by Heather Small. And before that, we had Rainbow Flava with Proud to Be Queer. Before that, Marcy Ray, Desperate Old Guy, Spock's Sodomy Party. Before that, that little cute piece there of little lines that somebody took from Star Trek shows and put it together to make it look like Spock was doing to Captain Kirk.
Come on, honestly, I think he was.
Dusty Springfield with Haunted, a woman who wasn't out until after she died, really. The Kinsey Six, Locked Out of the Chapel of Love, and Janis Joplin, one of my favorite bisexuals, Little Girl Blue, started that off with Scandale with Afterlife. You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old listener-sponsored Pacifica Station, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and KPFT Galveston, 89.5 FM. Now, I've got to eject this very handsome man from my chair so I can sit in it.
That's your chair.
I know that's wrong.
This is Chris's chair.
And he's not here. This is the producer's chair.
Well, that's the other producer's
chair. Yeah.
You can take me away from my computer.
No. You can stay right there with your computer.
Man, you're evil.
And we do have a surprise guest, actually.
Surprise!
We do. We do have a surprise guest. She just walked into the studio. Hey, who do we have?
Hello, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just great.
Long time no see. So who was supposed to be here?
Well, it was supposed to be Christopher with the Black on Black segment, and I'll find out what happened.
Well, you know, they say once you go black, you never go back.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Well, I just had to come by and see you. I miss you.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Being naughty.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I do that well.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
We've
missed you since you've been gone.
Believe it or not, I have really missed it.
Really?
Yeah, I have. There's things I miss and things I don't, but I really miss the show. I miss you and Chris. Where's Chris?
He's out ill. He's not feeling too well tonight, so he took the night off. It's his turn. He was here for 6 weeks while I was out.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So everything's all better?
Everything's all better.
That's good. I couldn't believe I turned on the radio that night driving home from a party and mm-hmm. was your first night back, and
That was an incredible evening because we came in, you know, when he did his usual opening part, and then he played about 20 bars of The Bitches Back, and then I came on the air, And immediately the phone lines started.
Just rang.
It's just incredible.
Well, it took me a while to get through.
Yeah, it was just incredible.
Well, we're all glad you're out of the hospital and you're back.
Thank you.
So how's the leather line going?
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Max Rules is moving to Baltimore.
Oh, dear.
So next week will be her last show.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if she's got a replacement yet. I think she does, but we'll see what's going on there.
Well, you can always call me. I'll fill in.
Aww.
I had a great time tonight with a nice little private party.
Yes.
With that handsome specimen over there on the
door. Yeah, I see.
And we did some fire play and some all kinds of...
I've seen you in action.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how it gets me worked up.
Oh, yes.
And there was a couple interesting scenes. When I left, they were... Some very crazy people decided to wrap two people together in bubble wrap.
Whoa!
With the intent of... finding ways, unusual ways to pop the bubbles. And needless to say, it was a comedy of errors, but it was very entertaining. We found out that, just for the record, those of you who are into mummification and things like that, that bubble wrap doesn't pop, it stretches. You try to pop those bubbles, but it doesn't.
Oh, they just stretch.
No, but we found one of those, what do they call them, the garden weasels? We're about the best things for popping them, but it was quite entertaining. But,
I'll bet.
It was a real nice little party. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to one in a while, and lots of sick, twisted people, and some really hot scenes, and it was quite interesting.
Just what we love. Huh? There is a new show on, I don't know if you've even heard it. It comes on an hour before After Hours. It comes on at midnight to 1. It's called Hot and Bothered. It's got two female co-hosts, and they talk about female sexuality of all kinds.
I have not heard that, but it sounds right up my alley. You know, I always identify as a sexual person.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Not that I would.
In fact, it's the best lead-in After Hours has ever had, and in some ways, we sound tame.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, I gotta turn them in.
No, yeah, that's right.
I'm always hot and bothered.
See?
Yeah, I suppose. Can't think of anything else I'd rather be. Yeah. But, no, I'll have to check that out. That definitely sounds like a not miss.
Okay.
So, has Mistress Max been bringing in toys and all kinds of little
things? As a matter of fact, the last toy she brought in, she demonstrated on me.
Ooh, oh, you.
Because she brought in another Dom, and the Dom's boy, but... he wasn't willing to participate, and she wasn't...
I just hate that.
She made no move to ask him to do it, or tell him to do it, or however, whatever the relationship is. So, and it was some utilitarian thing. I'm trying to think of what it was. It was like...
What did it do? What was the function of it?
It was almost like a vice.
Ooh, like a humbler type of a thing?
Something like that.
The genitals?
It was used for something else.
Ah.
It was not made for. Yes, it was made for another purpose. But could be used and for the head of your penis.
Okay. Well, you know the horse twitches that you use for putting on a horse's nose when you're going to give him medicine?
Yeah.
A lot of people use those. They're great for cock and ball torture.
Oh.
Not that I would know anything about that.
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, speaking of the female sexuality, there's a wonderful little new toy. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called the Fieldo.
Fieldo?
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh, it's this wonderful dildo. It's got a piece that goes inside the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dildo comes out, so you can wear it totally naturally. And there's no harness, no nothing. it just insert it in your own muscles, hold it in place.
Oh.
And so you can use it on your partner.
Uh-huh.
It was designed for woman-on-woman sex, but it's very adaptable for just about any equation you can or so want.
Yes.
Not that I would know anything about that again.
No, of course not.
But it's a really neat little gadget, and I've never seen one like it, but I like it because you can wear it and you can be packing and nobody has to know.
Ooh.
And not like I would ever do anything like that. My favorite story in the whole world, though, is when the first time you ever saw me with the strap on.
Yes. Yes.
You're like, holy crap, that thing's the size of a Coke can.
Yes, and you just rammed someone with that.
No, I would never do anything like that. I don't know. You must be talking about my evil twin or something.
And I thought, oh my God, I cannot believe it.
Well, those were the days.
Yeah.
They were back when sex was safe and motorcycles were dangerous.
Uh-huh. See, that was the first party I had ever been to.
Boy, did you get baptized.
Oh, did I? Did I? Big time.
That was a wedding, wasn't it?
That was the wedding. Sarah, that was Sarah and Lori's wedding. Yes, I stood up.
Yeah,
with
did you officiate it?
No. I was like Sarah's best man.
Yeah, that was a great wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a good night. So, how are your gyms?
Well, he's in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's not good.
No, he had family emergency and he had to move back.
Yes.
So I am gymless.
Oh. Well, you have your bodyguard bulldog that was guarding you at the hospital.
Judy, yes. Yes.
She's taking care of you?
Yes. Actually, right now she's in Chicago for the gay games.
Oh.
But yes, she did. She was incredible. She stayed every night at the hospital, overnight, with me, and stayed at my apartment when I got out for about a week.
Yeah.
Until I finally said, Judy, you got to go home. You know, you have a life, too.
And, yeah.
You know, she put her whole life on hold for 3 weeks for me.
Well, that's a friend that, you know, you can't, it's priceless.
Absolutely.
You can't undervalue that type of friendship. There's not a lot of people that would do that anymore.
That's right.
Like.
That's right.
No, they'll only do it if something's in it for them.
And more people need to have a Judy when they're in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Because here I was on
God knows what.
Painkillers. Lots of them. And doctors would come in and tell me things and ask me things and...
You're like, la, 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 la,
exactly.
La, la, la.
Exactly.
Look at all the pretty flowers.
Exactly.
They gave you the good drugs, huh?
It didn't kill the pain, but it made me, you know...
It was a nice trip.
Yeah. La La Land, but it still hurt. And she was there to really talk with the doctors and tell them what was really going on, because I was out of it. And in case they told me something, you know, she would remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm
Now, what happened to Hatch? They used to be on After Hours, and I haven't heard.
We've switched them now to the first Saturday of the month.
Ah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, how's everybody doing over there?
Oh, they're doing fine. They are doing fine. It wasn't a good mix. With the leather line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the leather line is too strong a segment to be in the second half, so now leather line is on first at 1:30.
So Max is going to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to find some other kinky perverts to come.
Yeah, I know.
Not that I know any at all.
In fact, I talked with one of the guys who owns Eros 1207.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very anxious to get back to Toy of the Month.
Well, you know, I went by there not too long ago, and everybody's changed. It's all new staff. I didn't know anybody.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, because I liked doing the Toy of the Month.
Yeah.
Especially because I always got one.
And they're more than happy to continue it.
No, and they're
whoever
they're,
takes over the leather line.
Yeah. Well, and they always were really good about that. And
yes.
I mean, I laugh at the... I look some days at all these toys I have, and I'm like going, there's no way I could use all this stuff in a lifetime.
I seriously doubt that.
Didn't... I think Chris or you... Remember I brought in that glove that vibrated?
Yes, I did that one on the guy's scrotum.
That was fun. My favorite time of all, though, was when Sissy Blue Balls Filatrix came
no
and served you
kidding
tea. Yeah, I have those pictures.
I was just floored.
For those of you listening who did not know what happened, is I had a sissy maid come mm-hmm. in, and Sissy Blue Balls Filatrix runs this website called sissyland.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's incredible.
Older gentleman, older sissy, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6'3", 250.
Mm-hmm.
In a petticoat, little gingham dress, and
yes.
ruffles. And she, in her little wig and her little makeup, and she had her little bell, and she came in with her little pinafore on and served you tea and little pinafores.
Oh, it was incredible.
I've never seen Jimmy so embarrassed in my life.
I didn't know how to react.
And I want you to know
what
I have the pictures. And I will always have them. Because it was just, you were just like, and poor Chris was just like, what the hell is going on?
But she was so sweet.
It wasn't Chris, it was the young guy. Oh, what's his name? Any other Chris?
There's been so many through here.
Well.
God.
Put a revolving door.
I know.
But that was a great time. But
David, that's
it. Yeah. What's he doing?
He has recently moved, so he hasn't been here in quite a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I know. They come and go.
Well, you know, that's how life is.
Mm-hmm.
Life changes for everybody.
Yes. When I think.
Well, even the leather community and the kinky community has changed drastically. And I think it's because it's become so mainstream now. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was one of my favorite shows is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. And just the other day, I mean, there was like 4 S&M references.
Really?
In the show. Of course, they were talking about Rick Sanatori.
Oh, well.
You know, and they were like, you know, making jokes about him. And but, I mean, there's S&M references all the time
mm-hmm.
now. And it's like, it's no big deal anymore. It used to be before people were out about their sexuality and liking different things, everybody was so repressed and so glad to have somebody talk about it. Even myself, I've gotten to the point where it's like, well, you know, I've done the whole everybody know my business thing. It's kind of, you know, I've been out of that closet for so long
yeah.
that it's just kind of like, okay, you know.
Well, I know.
You know, so you like to be tied up. Whoop-dee-ding-dang-doo, you know, big deal. You know, my answer now is kind of like, well, who doesn't, you know?
Oh, you are so jaded.
Well, you know, just the other day, Dateline, or one of these shows, had one of these love and marriage specials, and
yeah.
the couple was sent to see a sex therapist, and the guy like, well, I just figured out that, you know, there's a power exchange that's going on here, and, you know, that's kind of scary. And everybody else was kind of like, so what? You know, it's not a big deal. But it's really interesting how much times have changed in regards to people's sexualities. You know, coming out of the closet one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to do it. No place to live. Now, see, I like his shirt, that little sexy thing standing behind
oh,
you.
Oh, I know. Isn't he hot?
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to get into his pants
legal?
For weeks now.
Oh,
wait.
I think it's been longer than weeks, Jimmy.
Somebody stand up again. You're hiding the view. I mean, I appreciate...
Alex.
Nice. Stand up. There. I want to read your shirts, what I'm trying to read.
Silence is golden, but duct tape is silver.
Somebody showed me that t-shirt today.
As a matter of fact.
I did a scene this evening on somebody with a mummification with duct tape.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Wow.
Yeah, duct tape. What would we do? What did we do before duct tape? You know, do you think that they understood that all the pervertible ways duct tape has been used in this world?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what could drag queens couldn't even exist?
No.
Neither could some people's cleavage.
See?
That's the fabric of our world, duct tape
yes.
and Velcro.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, tonight at the party I was at, you know what I saw the most innovative thing? It was a luggage strap. You know, you
Ooh.
Buy for strap your luggage.
Yeah.
It was was used to strap two people together.
Hey.
Like, you know, you don't... You can. It's amazing what people can do with the most common...
Ordinary household items.
I know.
Oh, yes. God, you sound like the Martha Stewart of S&M.
She is.
Oh, baby, honey.
Oh, my God, she is.
You have no... If these walls could talk, darling...
You can make a wonderful swing.
If these walls could talk, darling... There has been... fireplay in here. Mm-hmm. There's been cock and ball torture in here.
Yes.
There's been lots of bondage. I think what else we've done? A lot. But
I know, and it's always so cool that the next day I can tell people, say, well, what did you do in after hours? Well, I was watching some guy with his chest on fire. Actually, it was a woman, wasn't it, with her chest on fire?
I don't know if it was a woman or a man.
Paper towel roll. You can make a...
I can't hear
clock.
Him. What's he saying?
What are you saying?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just doing my Martha Stewart of S&M impression.
Ah, no. I mean, there actually was a website for a long time called The Frugal Dom. And it was all...
Sure.
I think it's still out there.
Probably.
But, I mean, her whole big thing was on, you know, everyday household appliances that were pervertible.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, things that you can use in a hotel room. Because most people can't travel with their toys. God, nowadays, every time I go to the airport, they search my luggage. You know? And it's like, are you planning to take a hostage? Well, yeah. Are you volunteering? And so people had to come up with ways to do things. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know those pant hangers that they have in the really nice hotels with the little wooden rod?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you just pop that little piece of wood out, and it's a nice little cane.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go to, you know?
Yeah.
All kinds of little.
Oh, yes. I know.
Like I said, not that I would ever know anything about that. I would never do anything like that. my tear is slipping a little.
Yeah, just a touch.
Hey, do you still have that song, Sensitive New Age Guy?
I don't have it with me tonight.
I have
been
trying desperately to find that song.
Sensitive New Age Guy, and I can't even...
Who sang that?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Sorry.
I gotta find out who sings that song. I love that song.
A lot of things.
I never laughed so hard.
Oh. Anyway.
Now, how old are you, darling?
21.
21. Oh, yeah. Barely legal. Barely.
Mm-hmm.
Just barely.
But you're old enough. Old enough to know better and young enough to still know how. Or is it the other way around?
Too young to care, right?
Yeah, something like that. So you haven't been able to get in his pants yet, huh, Jimmy?
No, I've been trying.
You know
me.
I know you. Mm-hmm. I know you. So, you like my...
Yes, I do.
Hot hunk of Mr. Clean over there?
Yes, and I'm thinking, why aren't we doing nude radio tonight?
Why aren't I what?
Why aren't we doing nude radio tonight?
I don't know. He was just nude a few minutes ago, so... I don't know. I think his back's pretty red, because I kind of set him on fire. But
he's blushing.
He is.
No, those are the burns.
No. That's blushing. I can tell blushing.
He's very shy. He gets embarrassed easily.
Like, honey, stick it in. Wait, no. Wait till I stop smoldering.
Well, you know what's so funny is a fire play is probably... Okay, I'm going to piss off a bunch of people, but...
When haven't you?
Bite me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those things, it's visually, everybody's like, oh my God,
yeah.
She's got fire. And everybody's like, ooh, ooh, and they're freaking out, and they're like, oh, it's so dangerous, and you can burn somebody, and blah, blah, blah. Yes, it is. It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. You should learn how to do it correctly. You should mm-hmm. learn how to do it safe. But once you learn how to do all those things, it's like... Nothing
yes.
compared to other things.
Exactly.
It's like a nice, hot, sensual massage
if it's done right.
And,
it's the
but everybody,
thing.
It always draws an audience if you're one of these exhibitionists, me,
mm-hmm.
and you know, likes a bunch of people watching you. It really draws people in because they're like, oh, my God. And you're like, oh. You know, it's not that big of a deal to me, but... For some people, it's just the extreme edge. It's like, no way, no how.
But you're right about the visual thing, because when you did it here, it was the first time I ever saw a fire play. Mm-hmm. And it took me, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean,
not to pick on those who
that person's chest is on fire.
Not to pick on those who are into scat, but it smells a little better too.
Now, are you smooth or hairy?
I'd say he's smooth.
Pretty smooth, yeah.
How smooth?
Pretty. You know,
how brave are you?
Tiny amounts of fuzz here and there. Well, except where it counts. And the
how brave are you?
Amazon down here.
How brave are you? I happen to have a toy bag right out there in my car.
Rain check.
Are you man enough to take a challenge?
Don't take shots at my manhood, please. It's been damaged enough.
I can't pick on the young ones. I must be losing my touch, Jimmy.
I don't think it's that at all.
My manhood feels about this big right now.
Well, I just want your back.
Mm-hmm.
Side. Nothing. I would do anything.
That's fine. I'll take the front while you take the back.
That's fine, yeah, Jimmy. I'm sure. You can. He can balance on you.
Uh-huh. Works for me.
Yeah, it works for me too.
Like maybe at some later date, but I don't wish to be lit on fire just yet. No.
Darn.
I do not want to walk away looking like a struck match.
No. Don't knock it till you try it.
Come here.
I'm not knocking
you.
It.
I just want to show you something.
Okay.
Okay, come here.
Well, and I would love to see it.
No, not a 360 smartass. Now, he had fire for probably, 30 minutes straight.
Really?
You can't even tell.
No.
What you see is the scratches from my nails.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing.
No.
Not a bit. Smooth.
Very nice bag, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
Very nice.
Smooth as a whistle. Mm. So, I mean, it doesn't char you. It doesn't, like, there's this assumption that when you play with fire and that type of stuff, that it's that you're going to, like, leave marks on a person.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst it ever does is give you something that looks like a little bit of a sunburn, and then you're usually using too strong of alcohol or doing it wrong. But anyway, maybe next time, dear.
Okay.
I just wanted to get your shirt off, and I'm sure Jimmy does, too. So, yeah.
Well, I've had enough of that this week.
Oh, before really? Do tell. Do tell.
Well,
there wasn't much, but there's not really any story. Mm-hmm. Behind,
so tell me more about this.
I feel big about myself.
Oh.
Oh, come on. I have no ego. I'd like to create one.
He's mm-hmm. Greek. He's huh? Greek.
He's Greek?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. So, and then there's this one convenience
store. So we wrap him in a puff pastry and dip him in butter?
Oh, yeah.
There's this one convenience store clerk that, I mean, I don't, you know, he doesn't, no, I'm not out to him. You know, because mm-hmm. I mean, well, I go there a lot, but it's really funny because just because I'm Greek, not gay, but Greek, he assumes that he can ask me about anal sex.
Okay, I'm not following that one.
Stereotyping, and I don't want to piss anybody off, right? But. And I was like, so, since you're black, that means I can ask you about the best way to fry chicken?
Yeah, really?
I have never heard...
But which brand of strawberry soda tastes better?
What is the presumed correlation between...
Don't mean to offend anybody.
Greek and anal sex?
Greek and anal sex.
Well, in the gay community, French is one thing and Greek is another.
Well, not to mention
Greek
that.
Is Greek.
Way
when
back
you,
in, way
when
back
you
in
do
the day.
Greek, you're doing anal sex.
I think way back in the day there was a deal where all the wives.
I always thought it was called something else, but
no.
Okay.
I think there was a thing back in the day in the war between the Greeks and blah blah whatever that their wives stopped putting out. You know, until they stop fighting.
That's nice. So, no, times have changed.
Well, they're like, well, we're not going to let that stop us. So they got themselves a bunch of little boys.
There you go.
So is that the origin of the word? It's Greek to me.
No, I don't think so. It's just that they recognize bisexuality and promoted it.
Well, I totally agree. But a lot of cultures have
white
for a long time.
Yes.
Just like a lot of cultures throughout history have recognized female dominance. And
sure.
Yet organized religion has sought strongly to repress that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so I saw the greatest bumper sticker, though, the other day. Mm-hmm. I'm on this, you know how much I'm just a fan of our emperor.
Oh, yeah. The what me worry president?
Yeah, well, yeah. I got one now on my car. It says, whoops, W, and the big W, and instead of, it just says W, and then it says whoops. But I saw one the other day, it was W and then TF with a question mark. What the? it worked for me.
I like it.
So what's this woman's sexuality program been talking about?
Everything. From the women themselves are straight, but they have talked about bisexual experiences that they've had, and maybe one is bisexual, because they were talking, they had this big conversation about bisexuality one night, and how one woman was, you know, she was really against it, and then until she tried it, that type of thing.
Interesting. I'm going to definitely have, and that's on what weekend?
It's Saturday night at midnight. Every Saturday night. If it precedes after hours.
I definitely would like to be a part of that.
Every Saturday night at midnight.
But they
talk about masturbation a lot. And, you know, whatever.
And for
I'd rather
you,
do that a lot versus talk about it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool. What
but it's all types
like
of sexuality. You know, it's not limited to
straight
women.
Do you a lot of calls?
It's a call-in show.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of questions and whatnot.
Yep.
That's great, because I think that's what this... I mean, I think that's, like, again, times have changed. There's more places now where people can go and talk to people and realize they're not alone.
Exactly.
And not the only ones out there who just... missionary position just doesn't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's great to see. I really think things have changed, though, in the last 10 years.
I do, too. Because a show like that, the Hot and Bothered show, wouldn't have had a chance of getting on the air 10 years ago.
No.
Not even here at KPFT.
Well, I remember even sometimes on some of the things on the leather line would really...
Yeah. When, yeah,
you know, we get people calling in and cussing us out and, you know, all that stuff. And I was like, you know, look, you know, we're your neighbors. We're, and I think that's become more and more mainstream. We see that there's a way to be healthy. The media, I will give them credit, has done a pretty good job at distinguishing now between people who practice kink in a healthy way and those who practice.
It's getting a lot better. It really is getting a lot better.
There's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
You know, you've still got Rick Sanatoriums and all the other guys
out there. Yeah, but, you know, there was a CSI Miami show that handled that situation, I thought, excellently.
Yeah. One of my good friends here in town knows Lady Heather, who's was the lady in that.
Yeah.
She's well-known nationally and internationally in the scene, and she's a very safe... And they've gone out of their way to educate people.
Absolutely.
But even, I think the gay Leatherman community gets a lot of credit for that. I mean, it's become more and more mainstream. Well, even on Comedy Central this week, they went to Castro Street in San Francisco to one of the leather shops in there and did a whole sketch all on it. And it was like, it was no big deal. Everybody was laughing and making fun of it. On Top Chef, which was one on Bravo, had that reality cooking show.
Uh-huh.
One of their challenges was at Mr. S... in San Francisco.
Oh.
They had to cater a party for Mr. S and all the fetish clients. RuPaul was there. All these drag queens were there. Mm. All these various fetishists were there. The party was in Mr. S fetters on top of all the dungeon equipment, and they had to come up with, you know, sexual desserts. It was like, this is mainstream TV.
Yes.
It's like people, I mean, they're showing... the inside of the sex shops and the toys and everything right there
absolutely.
On TV, and they're not blurring everything out, and it's like, oh. But I think Bravo gets a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that...
I do, too.
I think...
You know, it's not just HBO or Showtime anymore where you can see stuff like that. It's on regular cable, yeah.
Well, I remember when Queer Eye for Straight Guy first... I mean, not Queer Eye for Straight Guy. Queer
as Folk?
Queer as Folk.
Yeah.
When it first started showing, everybody went to the community center to watch it.
That's right. That's right.
Back when we were doing the switchboard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And stuff. Is switchboard still going?
Oh, yes. Going strong.
But, yeah. I mean, back then, I mean, that was one night a week. That's, the community center would be jam-packed full because it was, and then everybody would be at Lobos talking about it the next day.
Yep.
And then, you know, now it's like, oh, okay, you want reruns, you want the DVD box set, you want, you know.
Yes, I know it. I know it.
It's no big deal anymore.
And that's good. That's a good thing.
You know.
That is a good thing. You know, in a way, I have feelings and longings for the old days when we were at the secret society, you know, and had our own little code and stuff like that, and nobody knew what was going on. But it still was the closet in a lot of ways. So it was time to open that door and kick that door in.
Yeah, well, I mean, the closet's no place for anybody to live. Somebody passing you love notes in there?
Oh, yes. Well, my first segment didn't show, and now my
second segment.
In fact,
y'all, it sounds like y'all are doing great.
We're having fun, and I wish somebody else would get on some mics in there.
Well, I'll do that.
Thank you.
I was enjoying y'all's conversation on the ride over here.
Yeah, good.
Hi, I'm Eden.
I'm David.
Nice to meet you.
David heads up the poetry segment that we have normally tonight, but evidently your poet is not going to make it tonight.
Ah.
Yeah, it was a crazy weekend, and I thought I had everything lined up, and so the pièce de la résistance was when I came in. My friend, whose phone's dead, who was going to help me out with the segment tonight, has also had a lousy weekend, so I think I better just talk about sex.
Okay, that's my favorite subject. I consider myself an expert in it.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
I there's no such thing as too much sex, is there?
Well, there's healing
time.
You
know any good poems about sex?
Yeah, but I can't read them on the air.
Darn,
they're very graphic.
Yeah, that's hard. Well, that's even better when it's hard. But yeah.
I think you two could do a whole segment together.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had to move.
You have to move?
Those headphones were not working.
Yeah, there's a problem with one side of them.
They still have the... It's nice to know nothing's changed.
This is why we need your money, folks.
Yes. Pledge time coming up next month.
Give that boy a microphone, though. That's the only problem.
So you were... What were you trying to do to Alex first a while a minute ago? I didn't quite get the beginning of that.
I was trying to light him on fire with fire play, but he's not brave enough to trust me.
Alex.
I am not... My last name is not Kingsford.
You know, I actually saw a performance one time on the Lower East Side when it was grungy. And this on Rivington Street, there was this... I can't remember the name of the bar, but there was just this dreadful bar. And they had this mad drag queen. And they would do performances on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so little. And they had this mad drag queen.
Kind of like Mary's used to be.
Only it wasn't quite drag. It was sort of somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. And he would wear corsets and lingerie. But part of his act, as he would sing and say stuff, was to burn the hair. And he had quite a bit of hair. So, I mean, he didn't do the performance every now and then. But I forget exactly how he did it. But it was really riveting. I mean,
it doesn't smell good. I will be honest with you. You have to do things like Nair or stuff before.
But given this bar, this context, the bar itself didn't smell so hot, so it was just one more pungent odor. You know, it was
a bar that smells bad. What a concept.
Well, you know, who knows if they actually even had, like, licenses. It was one of those early Lower East Side kind of things.
You know, a couple years ago, one of the S&M balls here in town, they had a problem with the fire marshal because people were doing fire play.
Wow.
And it was like... Yeah, come on. You know, but, you know, everybody's got to have a hobby, and some people's hobby seems to be harassing those of us who have lives.
Yeah.
Because they don't. But, no, I think I scared him off. He ran away.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not, you know, just not. He's shaking his head there.
I think you scared him away.
Oh, you know, and also, yeah, we're talking about the Greeks earlier.
The
And Lisa, well, actually, Lisa Strada is what he was talking about, one of the plays.
Yeah, well, that's Lisa Strada's when the women all refused to have sex with the men to stop end the war.
The war, right.
Something that... Hint.
But I actually, one of the things that I was going to do for this segment, and part of the reasons why, I mean, the poetry segment, and one of the reasons it didn't work out because I was having a hard time finding the poems I wanted. I was reading about Greek culture, old Greek culture, and it was actually, everybody was supposed to have sex to have kids. And there was actually, in some of the cities, laws that you had to have sex with your wife like 4 times a month at least. And if you didn't, she could sue you. But women weren't really allowed out much, I mean, on their own. And the highest love, supposedly the philosophers believe the highest love was between a man and a boy in a mentor relationship.
Yes, very much so.
So it was, but everybody was supposed to have offspring.
Yeah, well, like in the samurai tradition, the men traditionally had the person who was their second, who when they committed suicide, or harikiri, or seppuku is what it was called, their second stood behind them and would slit their throat to so that they wouldn't feel the pain. But that was also their lover.
Right.
And it was very much a master-slave relationship. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, once the master felt that his slave was willing to... had reached the rank of full samurai, then he could take a slave.
Right.
But he would always be a lifelong servant to his master. It was like a hierarchy.
Yeah,
Yet they still had wives, but they lived in the village, in the community with the men. Mm-hmm. But in Lisa Strada, there was actually a war protest.
Right.
It's happened a couple of times in the last couple of years where they've had world readings of Lisa Strada in countries throughout the world.
During the Vietnam War, there was a poster that it was Joan Baez and her sisters Mimi and Pauline,
mm-hmm.
All sort of standing there, you know, smiling this sort of sly grin, and. Is that girls don't sleep with boys who go to war or something like that. But it was an anti-war poster.
Ooh.
And it was encouraging women not to sleep with the people in the military.
I could get behind that. But, you know, it's a mess right now. It's gotten to the point where it's like, what else can you say about it? I have a bumper sticker on my car that says the American dream has become the world's nightmare.
Well, you know, it's sort of, I think, I mean, this is sort of off the subject sec, but sort of sad is the fact that Bush actually seems to sort of be waking up to the situation he's put everyone in with Lebanon and everything that's really getting crazy now. And it's sort of too little too late.
I don't think he's woken up at all. I think he's... I think that he's acknowledging the fact that he's not popular.
Yeah, right.
But that's about it.
Well,
I still think he thinks he's a...
Sure.
God.
Sure.
You know, he's a legend in his own mind.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard place kind of thing.
But I do think it has a lot to do with sex. And then
true.
I think it has to do with sex is the freedoms that we enjoy and what got us to the point where we live in a country now where we don't have to be in the closet.
Right.
Is diminishing.
Right.
People are going back into closets because it's just not safe anymore. I mean, there's in some ways, we talked about... there's more and more free, things are more and more open about you see kinky stuff mainstream,
mm-hmm.
but yet at the same time, there's less and less freedom to be that way.
Well, I forget who it was, somebody last night was ranting to me about how conservative, it was actually an artist friend of mine who's more, he's straight, but he's just like, he's Jim Pirtle. He's actually been on air here and has notes for it. But he was talking about how he really misses the old days when gay people were like kinky and fun. And how, and I really have a theory that a lot of the people who are pushing marriage, and I really believe in the right to marriage, I really do, but that a lot of the people who really want that are the same ones that are just, they would be conservative. They're just generally sort of middle-of-the-road conservative, not like right-wing conservative, because I think there is a decent middle-class conservatism that's really not particularly harmful. You know, they just kind of status quo. You know, I think they occasionally save our butts, but they but unfortunately that has really sort of overwhelmed a lot of the creativity and a lot of the just the zing of the gay community.
Well, if you look at the definitions of ideology from a sociological standpoint, you have three main ones: conservative, liberal, and radical ideologies. And conservative ideologies means keep things the way the status quo is.
Right.
Liberal ideology says improve on the way things are.
Mm-hmm.
Radical ideology says throw it all away and start all over and build a new wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And if most people would take the time to understand the definitions of those three ideologies, one is saying don't change, no
mm-hmm.
growth,
mm-hmm.
stay stagnant. The
mm-hmm.
other one is saying grow, keep improve.
Right.
And the other one is saying throw it all away and start all over.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy which ones you want to eliminate
mm-hmm.
and figure out.
Exactly.
But most people don't think of it that
right.
way. They just
right.
sit there and they don't even understand the definitions of the words they're using to argue
mm-hmm.
with. And you're just like, you know, it's like having a battle of wits with an unarmed person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unfortunately we're in several battles at the moment with unarmed people. But
yeah.
but when it comes to sexuality, it's been very interesting to me to see just how much in the community and being active in the leather community, seeing how many people aren't in it anymore. And it's not that there's
really.
It used to be everybody went to different groups and different organizations, and you went to the parties and you saw all these people. And you see less and less people who aren't publicly active anymore, and they're going private.
Yes.
And I remember
yes.
a long time ago, there was Exile.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
There was Exile. I remember a person who had Exile told me, because I asked him one day, I said, well, you know, just tell me how many people come into the store would you say are active in the scene, and he told me about 10%. He goes, about 90% of them are what I call GDIs, gosh darn independents, you know, they do it on their own private. And what I didn't understand that, and I've seen it just having, and even myself, I do less and less publicly and more privately because there's too many risk.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays you
mm-hmm.
worry about somebody coming in and busting you.
And
I mean, heck, you have to worry about getting arrested in a bar
yeah.
nowadays
yeah.
for drinking.
Right.
You know, you
right.
can't be drunk in a bar. Okay.
Duh.
Well, and I think there's also a certain amount of hypocrisy that's been going on, too.
Hypocrisy?
Well, I mean, even whether it's leather or not, that whole life, well, I don't really have much sex, or I'm not really looking for sex online. You know, a lot of people around here are honest about what they're looking for online. But, I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about, and yet, when you sort of like really kind of find out about their lives, I mean, they're sort of slut puppies.
Well, it's like the number one
whatever.
Thing people
you know,
search on Google is porn, and yet we act like it's
yeah.
this, but nobody does it.
Well, or just the whole idea of having pride in who you are and what it is. I mean, there is a way to do that that is not offensive. Just
right.
to be yourself and it's like, this is what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about being outraging anyone, but I think a lot of people are just really, they want to just have this whole proper thing going.
But I think a lot of that comes from the fact that people are scared. I have a
exactly,
bumper sticker.
Yeah.
I collect bumper stickers, and I have one that hangs in my office, and it says, speak your mind even if your voice shakes.
Right.
Because so many
Beautiful.
People,
Beautiful.
When you see something, you know, it's just like when you hear somebody gay bashing, they don't speak up and say, hey, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to hear that. Don't talk like that around me.
Mm-hmm,
it's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
People just roll their eyes and they're silent and they just kind of let it go. You know, and they just, well, you know. And they may say something. But we do that to the, I don't think you have to be out and proud and
mm-hmm.
in everybody's face about things. No. But if you're tolerant of it and you hear somebody else bashing it, I think you have a moral obligation to
Absolutely.
Sit there and say, hey, that's not cool. You know, you just defended one of my friends,
mm-hmm.
or my brother, or my sister,
yeah.
or me.
I remember. Yeah. I remember back. Remember when they had all the murder serial killer thing in Houston with? Well, I don't know if you're.
Yeah, when they had
Dean
the. What was the patrol thing?
No. This was before that. Dean Corll
yeah.
and
yeah.
Elmer Wayne Hensley
mm-hmm.
and all that.
That was in the 60s.
Right.
Actually.
Right.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think I
what was the one? It was one in the 80s, and
I,
that was when
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
patrol unit started.
Yeah, that was Paul Broussard murder.
Yeah, which was also awful. Yeah. But what happened was, okay, I was out of college.
You're dating yourself, honey.
Oh, I have many times. But I went with my mother, my family, back to Baton Rouge, where my family is from, mm-hmm. to see my grandmother and all that. And the thing had just happened, and there were some, old-fashioned neighbors in the thing, and I forget why we were over there. We hardly ever went over there. And that was the topic of discussion, and they were kind of going, well, they were homosexuals. And my father, God love him, and I wasn't out yet, my father just looked at her and he said, I'm sure he had a clue about what was going on with me, but he just calmly looked at her and he said, just because they were a homosexual doesn't mean that they would necessarily be a serial killer. There are a lot of just average, everyday people that are homosexual. And I remember at that point, my heart was so warm towards my dad in terms of just like, he did not have to say that. It was a totally hostile environment to say that. And yet, just in terms of being a good, solid, middle-class American who believed in freedom and freedom of thought, he just stood up for...
You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Just for common sense.
But you know what? That's a very good analogy to... When you hear people who say, who argue us liberals, I'm assuming we're all pretty much liberal in here.
Oh, yeah.
Who sit there and go, oh, well, that's just them liberals. That's because they're liberal. That's why this is that way. You got people like Ann Coulter, who's sitting there spewing her dogma and regurgitating...
I know.
Her ideology, but her excuses, how to talk to a liberal if you must, and if you're godless and all this stuff, and it's just like, but it's that same thing. Nobody stands up and say, hey, just because a person disagrees with you, it doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Well, I believe that we have probably the most corrupt government we've ever had.
I
don't believe that all Republicans are corrupt.
No, I don't.
And some of them are fed up with it too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it has anything to do with either party. I think that it has. I mean, there's crooks either way you look.
Oh, absolutely.
Any way you look at it isn't a party thing at all. The thing to me is that, we're in the wrong direction, and I think we're making Jake's mistakes that we can't go back to fix.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
I mean, you look at not just the environmental concerns that we face today, you have to look at the political climate, and it's I don't think people understand the propaganda that is shoved down our throat everywhere, not just from the government, but from organized religions. Whatever spirituality we're all products of our socialization, and society raises us to say you have to be this way or you have to be that way. And, you're a boy, it's a boy. Congratulations, it's a boy. Therefore, you need to be this, and this is what makes it a man. And if anybody deviates in any way from any of this dogma that we're...
Just because you have a penis or a vagina.
Right.
That determines how you should... Racial. Act or everything.
Right.
What you do in life, yes.
And that's just
it's idiotic.
Sad.
Yeah.
Well, and what's happening is we say we're fighting for freedom. And how? When we're going back to this women's roles and men's roles and we're polarizing again our gender roles, I see it more and more. In some ways, I see women being more verbal, but I still see them being... I mean, all it takes is to turn on any reality TV show, and you can see the pressure to conform and be what you're supposed to be as a man and be what you're supposed to be as a woman by somebody else's standards. And my standard.
I understand that, but I haven't given up in that area yet. I mean, and this is a weird analogy, but I saw Henry Kissinger on Charlie Rose the other night, and love Charlie Rose, best talk show on TV. And Kissinger I don't love, for obvious reasons, but he's a brilliant man, regardless of what you feel about what he's done at different times, and he has an incredible overview. Anyway, they were talking about Russia and Putin and, whether they're backsliding from democracy, and he's friends with Putin. They're buds. They hang out and talk, and then there's their official relationship. And he was talking about how that Russia is the this is their first experiment with democracy. They have all it's been the Tsar, it's been the Soviet thing, that they have this whole idea that everybody has to sort of be subservient to this image of the great nation, the powerful nation, the you know, and all that. And how he said, you know, when you're thinking about places like the Middle East and everything, this whole idea of poof, you're a democracy is just the most absurd idea. And that, it, that in terms of the different historical self-images of these different countries, that it's going to take some back and forth. It's going to take some time. And I think with sexual roles, and I think basically the paradigm of relationships in general got shattered in the 60s. And it hasn't come back together yet, and we're still figuring it out. I don't think it's totally... I haven't given up yet that it's totally settled in, but it is a dangerous time.
I think it was shattered in the 60s. I think that collective gay community has helped it.
Yeah. Oh,
but
absolutely.
For the heterosexual community, it's still deeply entrenched.
It is and it isn't.
I mean, there is still enormous pressure.
Women did not have sex as much as they do then. Now, I mean, they didn't have as much sex then as they do now.
Yes.
Have that enjoyable sex.
We're learning about our bodies. Yes. We now have the freedom to prevent pregnancies. And so we're learning more about that. But our roles that confines us still into the home.
Oh, yes.
I agree. That is still in jeopardy, and that's still being looked at. But
yeah. But, you know, speaking of
Putin. I haven't quite given up.
I want to go back on Putin. It was today. It's yesterday now. I either read the New York Times, CNN, and MSNBC every morning. And one of them had an article about where Putin and Bush gave a press conference yesterday. And basically, you know, Bush was saying something, you need to get democracy like us. And Putin said something to the term, but what makes you think we want a democracy like you?
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
You know,
right. The American democracy.
I mean, you got to remember the guy ran the KGB.
was established to be an ongoing experiment.
Right.
Yes.
So why wouldn't it follow that all these other countries that are have enormously different backgrounds that it wouldn't also be an ongoing, experiment rather than a carbon copy of what some people define our democracy as how it should be.
Yeah. I saw this. I was at Bookwoman in Austin, which is a lesbian bookstore. I love that place. I still miss Inklings.
Absolutely.
There's no good bookstores in town.
No.
Just sucks. But there was a T-shirt, and it said something about fascism. But you don't remember the words on that, do you? Oh, but it was like all the things that are happening in the country today, and how close they are to fascism.
Some of them are. They're not just close.
It's just scary. And
one thing I wanted to go back to that you remind me of too was talking about communication and the whole idea of civility, you know, and we were talking about middle class people and the different definitions and Coulter and the whole idea of just civility in terms of how people treat each other, how people communicate. And one of the things I've always loved about the leather community is that there was always respect and civility and an emphasis on excellent communication.
Right.
I mean, it almost should stand as a paradigm for the rest of the world.
Oh, I agree.
You know?
Well, I don't know if you saw Ann Coulter was on Jay Leno with George Carlin. And, they were talking it up on the radio during the day before it happened. And, you got two opposite sides of the political spectrum. And George Carlin was very much a gentleman and very civil.
Oh, absolutely.
To Ann Coulter. She, however, was typical...
Queen of the low blow.
Yeah, I mean, she was better than she has been. And she tried to be nice to him, but she wasn't... It was still just,
I guess you're not going to get a whole lot of points for being mean to George Carlin.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think most people would be offended by that.
But I do think civility is...
Being mean to George Carlin?
Yeah.
He's my hero.
Exactly, he's a sweetheart.
I know. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have that little poster I have to keep looking at saying all these words I can't say.
That's right.
I'm trying to think how many of them I'm looking at. I'm going, I can't say this.
He's the one that put all the FCC words in one sentence.
I can't say that word? These?
Yeah, you can say tits.
It says on there I can't say tits.
I know.
Well, there also is a midnight announcement nowadays saying, okay, folks, we're shifting.
We can say some of those words after midnight.
Selectively.
Yes. And selectively, yeah.
Like because
it depends on context.
Well, I know I've said all of them at some point.
Yes, she has.
I'll never forget. I think with Bulldog, it was still having this show, and it was like, can we say the F word? And he goes, yeah, you can say the F word. And so I'm like dropping F bombs here and everything. All of a sudden, Jimmy comes up and he's like, no, you can't say that.
Oh my God, I went crazy.
See what a little Bulldog misinformation like, can. See what a little misinformation can do.
Yeah. No
well, and
anyway,
I'm usually very good about controlling my.
I really don't see how you could use the. Okay. Well, I'm gonna drop one of the FCC words because it's using it as an example.
The FCC?
Yeah, one of these words. Look, I'm being selective now. But I don't see how you could use cocksucker selectively.
There's got to be a comeback for that, but I can't think
of
it right
now. How I could use that selectively?
Yeah, exactly.
That is a tricky.
I think it's time.
Jimmy, you just want a demonstration. I know you want that demonstration, baby.
I need to remind.
The man who keeps us on the air.
I need to remind folks that they're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM and KPFT Galveston at 89.5 FM. And I think it's time to go to a little piece of music.
Yay!
And we'll regroup and be right back. Here is something from Mark Almond from his CD My Hand Over My Heart. This is an other oldie, and whenever I've played it, I've made a dedication, and it's still a good dedication to this day. This is for all the young boys over at EJ's.
The evening has arrived. like you've never seen before. All you can eat it all night long. Well, if you want that jumbo platter, if you like your serving large, if that don't fill you, it don't matter. Seconds here are free of charge. All you can eat it all night long. Come on. If you're going way down south, a barbecue will melt in your mouth. All you can eat it all night long. I got watermelons with such a taste, they'll make the juice run down your face. And if you've got some room for later, we'll try my pie. It's sweet potato. All you can eat it all night long.
Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Today's mission, acquire the encoded titanium rings. Agent Pink is already following a lead at the motocross bowl. Join her there and help her find the rings.
Yeah.
Sister Double Happiness.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and that was mostly Gary Floyd there singing with Lightning Struck. Before that, Pink with Feel Good Time. That was for Alex. And he is on his way. Candy Cane with All You Can Eat. And you can eat it all night long. And before that, special dedication to all those boys over at EJ's by Mark Allman. It's called Money for Love. Listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on KPFT.
Was that last song by Homosexuals?
They all were.
Wow. I think it's a good sign when homosexuals play rock and roll guitar like that. and they're out and proud about it.
FCC and Lutely.
Yeah, I mean, because disco and dance music is wonderful and all that, but, you know, I want to live in a world where homosexuals also rock and roll. Thank you.
Well, we did open the show with Melissa Etheridge.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Who do we have here in the studio? I know I've got Big Roy sitting next to me. And David.
David. And the...
Steven.
Steven, hi.
He said he wasn't going to talk.
Well, he did.
I decided to do something different.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And next to him, we've got...
David.
Okay, and we've got a David and a David, a Stephen and a David, and a...
And a Scott.
And a Scott. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is our round table.
Yeah.
And make believe Chris is listening, because he probably is.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris. We miss you.
Yes.
We do, but, you know, everybody needs a night off.
That's right.
Yeah.
I went to the movies. It was like a really not a good weekend, but the one good part of the weekend was Friday matinee. I went and saw Leonard Cohen movie. Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's at the Greenway.
Uh-huh.
And it is wonderful. Anthony, like of Anthony and the Johnsons.
Oh, yeah?
Singing If It Be Your Will, this beautiful Leonard Cohen song. And he just... It's the first time I've actually got to see footage of him singing, and mm-hmm. he's a big girl, and he just dances and moves and is just as wonderfully strange as anybody on the planet could be, and does an incredible job.
Uh-uh.
And then there's a song Leonard Cohen wrote called The Chelsea Hotel,
mm-hmm.
and he always apologizes for it, but he wrote it for... Janis Joplin.
Yes.
And there's a line about giving me head on the unmade bed. And Rufus Wainwright lived at the Chelsea Hotel at one point, and he does this sublime cover. And there's lots of other people, and it's a wonderful movie, and it's Leonard talks a whole lot about his... You see lots of pictures of him. And so I'm totally endorsing this movie. It's got gay people in it. It's beautiful. It makes you laugh. It makes you cry. All of that stuff. It's totally entertaining.
Good.
So go see I'm Your Man. No, I'm Your Man, Leonard Cohen, Greenway.
I like that.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. What else is up?
MBBs.
MBB?
Why don't we do some MBBs? Yeah, we haven't... We sometimes save them till last, and I know that's really late for the guys to hear that. But we got a couple of letters this week. David's got one, and Big Roy's got one, and so... Big Roy, why don't you start out?
Okay, this one is from E.D.
E.D.
And he addressed that we've had many unique addresses our show, but this is the first Happy Hour Radio.
Happy Hour Radio.
from E.D.
I like
and
that.
And I really like
he's,
that.
He's a new writer and probably a new listener.
Ah.
And he even sent us a picture of him and E.D., I now know who is responsible for the global warming.
Ooh.
With a smile like that,
yeah.
It's a wonder we have any ice caps left.
I know. Beautiful man.
Anyways, it says it starts off with, Dear Jimmy, how are you? I hope you and your crew there at the station are all doing good. I'm fine, thank God. Just here, like always, doing my time, waiting to go home as soon as they open these doors. Anyway, I caught your show the other night, and I thought I'd write you a letter. It's been a while since I've written to you and since I've heard your show, so I thought it would be a good idea to touch base with you and make sure you and everyone else there are all well. I hadn't been listening to your radio show because I got caught up doing other things, and plus it's too late for me. Ha-ha. I like sleeping at night and staying up during the day, although I do miss it because you guys are so funny and crazy, and you all just know how to put a smile on my face. Well, with a picture like this, he's put a smile
sweet.
On our face.
That's sweet.
And I'm glad we can put a smile on your face, especially in a place as awful as y'all are in.
Yep.
And I will try to catch up with your show from now on because I have a pretty messed up sleeping schedule that I think I can manage it now. I heard that Hot and Bothered radio show the other night as well, and those girls are just as crazy as you guys. Ain't that the truth?
I know.
It's a perfect lead-in.
I know. You know, I think they had an absolutely perfect show tonight. And he would like to meet up with some other transgender transsexuals, and he's given us a website where he can be contacted. If you'd like to contact him, call us at the station, and either I or David will give you his email address. We do not give out people's names nor addresses on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I thought I'd drop by and send my regards, hoping you guys are all doing fine. Please keep up the good work and keep your heads up and always know that somebody is thinking of you. Well, thank you.
That is really, really a nice letter. Thank you.
And says, P.S. I will also enclose a more recent picture of myself.
I'm so glad you did.
I know. He said, Please don't get scared of my big ass smile.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
And it's not
that
naked.
I could fall in love with that. That'll make me melt.
And it's not naked, and it's from the chest up.
We'll just say it's one of those smiles that's the better to eat you with.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Oh, if I had a Hispanic lover like that, you'd have a slave for life.
And, David, you've got the letter from Jaime.
Yes, we got one here from James Diaz.
Jaime.
Diaz, he says, hi, Jimmy, hi, Chris, hi, guys, hi, everybody. He's been listening to the show very faithfully every Saturday, and he especially enjoys hearing Robin, mm-hmm. and says, hi, Robin.
Hey.
And we really would like to meet Robin. And then he goes on to say that he is trying to move into a cell with his beautiful black friend and lover, who is just as wonderfully queer as I am. But they are not very successful, but they are going to keep trying.
Good.
And he says he is glad to hear that Jimmy is doing a lot better and is not coughing and has gotten over his cough. And he says he also has a painting, but he's kind of slow in getting it out to you.
That's
sweet.
But
when he does get it to you, he says you will be very surprised by it. And he sends everybody his love.
All right.
That's nice. That's very nice. I'm a very faithful writer to After Hours. As is, well, we have lots of guys who write pretty regularly, actually.
Yeah.
And I love getting those letters.
And I'm really looking forward to more letters from E.D.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really wonderful letter from Edie, a new listener, and I do hope he's listening this late at night.
Big Roy, are you pointing out something in this week's voice?
Yes, it's on the very back page here. It says many Americans do not know that gay and lesbian troops have served with honor in the Middle East. Some have even made the ultimate sacrifice. A memorial is being established to honor gay, lesbian, and bisexual service members who have been killed or wounded in action.
Yes.
Please contact us to add a name or make a contribution. Your confidentiality will be strictly maintained, and the soldiers' honor will be upheld. You can contact them at memorial@gaymilitary.org, or you can call them at 805-893-5664.
Oh, that's cool.
Neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, patriotism is not the sole domain of heterosexual America.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, please. When I was in Vietnam for 9 months, I was a storekeeper attached to a CB unit. And I've actually been doing some writing about that recently. And one of the things I was talking about was how it was really clear to everybody that there was sex going on, you know. There was a certain amount of Vietnamese prostitutes and all that kind of stuff, but there was also the guys having sex with guys, and it wasn't spoken of, you know, in general, in public, but it was going on, and one of the things that happens in the military constantly are these passionate platonic, you know, sort of love affairs where the guys get with. I mean, you need some kind of love in that environment, and guys really do just let loose and love each other, even if it's never physical. So the whole thing of men loving each other, it's oddly enough,
it's a sanity keeper.
The military brings that out, if anything. No pun intended, or pun intended.
Yeah. Well, I remember back in the early 80s, they were interviewing some sailors from a submarine, and they were saying that, there may be 500 sailors go out on a cruise or whatever, and there'll be 250 couples come back.
Yeah, and I think even if people can't talk about it at the time that they're in the military or whatever, for whatever reasons, that once they're out, that there should be some sort of, depository of all the stories of what actually does happen, just so there's a reality check of, this is the real story of what happened while I was in the military. I think it would help everybody's sanity about all the stuff around the military.
I think you're right.
David, what do you think? Okay, you were down there in Vietnam. I was never in a combat situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've never been.
I never went on the field and had never shot my gun. So I, if there's an easy way to have been in Vietnam, that's what I did. I never went off base, basically.
Wait a minute, you never shot your gun?
No.
How about your rifle?
Well, my rifle. Ha 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 ha. Didn't shoot my rifle.
Okay.
Shot my gun. They did try to blow us up regularly. I mean, we had mortar attacks. You know, that would be sort of interesting. They did blow up a man that I really, really loved one morning. You know, that was no fun. So, but I mean, anyway, what was your question?
My question is, do you agree that, I mean, this is just my own little idea, that in a very high tense situation like Vietnam was, that a relationship, a loving, affectionate relationship with someone is the only thing that really keeps your sanity?
It's one of the things. I think people find other ways to do it, but it's certainly a very common one. And, I mean, you know.
Does it work?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, for a lot of people. And I think even the most heterosexual men in the world, when they talk about the friends that they had in the military, the buddies that they had in the military, they just get this aura about them. They get this kind of feeling when they talk about those men because they're so special because they took care of each other. They opened their, maybe even they didn't do it in words, but by action and by, they took care of each other and they loved each other and they did keep each other alive. And that goes back to the old Greek thing of the army of lovers, where if you have men who care about each other, then they're going to fight to keep each other alive. They're going to be better warriors because they really care about each other. And they're doing their best to get their buddies through everything. So, you know, yeah, it works on lots of levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else is going on? Anybody?
Well, I'm talking a lot, but as usual. Mm-hmm. But I was telling Jimmy last week that I was at my mom's house and was watching Wheel of Fortune. And one doesn't they're usually think of Wheel of Fortune as being particularly gay, except for Vanna White's dresses, of course. But anyway, and a lot of people really object to for general principles. They just don't like Wheel of Fortune. People get this funny look when you talk about it. But I find it harmless and entertaining, whatever. Anyway, the other day I was at my mom's, was watching it, and they had this cute kid. My gaydar immediately was going off. I was going, okay, he won. And so he comes up for the big prize, and they always say, who do you have with you? He says, well, my partner and my mom and my brother. And there's the partner, like, waving and doing his little dance, and I go, like, gaydar is really on high alert. And he did win, which was wonderful, and I think he got some kind of really great car. And the partner runs up, and they jump up and down, and they hug, and they're all over each other. And it was, you know, and I thought, well, good for them. I mean, everybody knows what partner means at this point, you know. Mm-hmm. So, hooray. And evidently, Wheel of Fortune is comfortable enough that they didn't have to sort of go, no, you can't say that, you know, or whatever. Anyway, I thought it was really very, just matter of fact and very cool that, you know, there are now partners that are recognized on Wheel of Fortune, which is about as middle class as you can get.
Mm-hmm. Yes, or somewhere.
Okay, say something to the guy who doesn't say anything.
Something.
What was your week like? What did you do this week?
Just working.
What do you do?
I work over at Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
It totally sucks.
And then you party tonight.
And then you party.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went over to the club today.
Went over to South Beach for a little while.
And what was going on over there?
It was loud.
Yeah.
It was crowded.
Very loud.
Vincent was over there. We went and saw Vincent.
Who's Vincent?
Vincent.
Vincent from here.
Vincent from here. Vincent.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes. He had one of his little toys with him. Yes.
So what age would you say South Beach is, the age of the crowd?
All ages. I saw all ages over there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Old, young.
No kidding.
I want to go mainly with middle-aged, 18 to, I would say, like 25, 26.
That's middle-aged?
Middle-aged. Yeah.
Well,
I am ancient.
For the medium.
Okay, the medium. The
Jimmy, we're average. In trouble.
There were a couple older people there.
Really?
There were some. I would say I saw a good, like, 15, 20, at least.
Yeah,
at
I've been there once, and I felt really out of place.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the younger crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's
cool. So, you know, I don't know where I stand. I'm too old for South Beach, and I don't think I'm old enough for EJ's.
Yeah. there's some blessings, yes. But, you know, one thing that, I mean, it's been ages since I've been in there myself, but one thing I noticed, because I was kind of up on one of the risers or whatever, mm-hmm. and you can sort of watch the structure of the crowd,
yeah,
because they're like the little sort of demigods,
mm-hmm.
and then there's their immediate admirers, mm-hmm. a.k.a. friends, and then there's sort of this ring, these expanding rings around the little sort of well-positioned demigods. And it's sort of bizarre because it's so clear. I mean, you could draw a graph, you know, in terms of, you know. Oh, good.
It was good.
It was free-for-all?
It was, yes.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well.
Yeah, glad to hear that.
So you had fun?
Moderately.
Did you shake your booty?
No, I didn't.
That would have been scary.
So what are you into?
I don't believe I can say that on the air.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
So.
Why, are people listening?
They might.
Well, now, what's his name did make you those little whips.
Yes. In fact, I had a party about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, Vincent. Yeah, but sorry, Vincent.
No, no, Zane made them.
Zane, right. Zane.
Okay.
I had a party about 3 weeks ago at the apartment, and I'm not going to disclose any names.
Good, that's
but
fine.
There were about five people,
uh-huh.
and we started with a bucket, and I went through the entire apartment.
A bucket?
And put everything that might be able to be used as a toy
mm-hmm.
in a bucket.
Including the bucket.
Including the bucket, yes. And I started out with like a half full bucket, and it got to a full bucket. Because people would find new things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. It was really fun.
Stephen, were you at this party?
No.
Oh.
Well, you'll have to invite him next time.
I might.
It sounds fun.
Hmm.
So what did you put in the bucket?
Well, I went through the kitchen, and mm-hmm. There were spatulas, spoons.
oh, yeah.
There was a cutting board.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah, with a handle.
No.
No? Oh.
Yeah, it was difficult. Mm-hmm. I need to get one of those.
Yeah.
There was some silverware.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that got in there.
Yeah, sure he does.
There were, of course, my toys, my bag of toys, mm-hmm. rope and whips and mm-hmm. whatnot. There was also some golf shafts cut in there. That was pretty fun. And of course, I have my fire... What's a golf shaft? A golf shaft, as in a...
Like a club from a club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with the head cut off.
Oh.
You did this, you cut them off on purpose?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you use those for?
Different things.
Well, would you put them, you know, somebody's arms on them to sort of tie them, or is it for structure, or did it get swung about?
They got swung about.
Okay.
Woo! That's hardcore.
Yeah. He will be a featured guest at Spank Fest coming up. Is that next month?
I think we started out with five bottles of alcohol, and they all got used that night.
Wow, some fire.
Water. It was a lot of fun.
Fire play there. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
In fact, I think I burnt one of mine out. I need to get some new ones made. Yeah.
Ooh. Well, good, good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
No wonder you're moving into town.
Yeah. Need to be closer to all the
action.
Where all the fun action is.
All the action, yes.
Oh, well, yeah, back down in Texas City? Nothing.
Steven, you're from Texas City, too?
Yep.
See, and you can come up and visit him, and then eventually you can move into the city.
Yes. God, what do you do down in Texas City?
Well, I mean, you're closer to Galveston.
If you could see the look on his face.
Really?
I really don't. Zane lives down there, and I visit him every now and then.
There's the Texas City Dyke, but...
Yeah, but, you know...
Unless you're fishing...
She's old and used.
Unless you're fishing, the dyke's no good.
I mean, there's a couple clubs, but they're not that good.
No, they're... Yeah,
Third Coast and Evolution and
the only time I ever go down to Galveston is for Dickens.
Yeah,
that's about it.
I do too. Yeah. Every year without fail.
That's about it.
Yeah,
that's really all I
it
like to go.
Do you dress?
It took me a minute to
dress.
Do I dress? I used to. And I can't afford it anymore.
It took me a minute to switch now. My mind to what Dickens actually, you know, really
Dickens
is.
Dickens on the Strand.
I was like, you've been going down there for Dickens. Well, yeah.
Oh, David.
I'm sorry.
David, we know where your mind is again.
Well, we were talking about that other stuff.
Yes, we were.
Yes.
I love Dickens on the Strand.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I bet.
It's a lot of
fun.
And I do dress.
Mm. But I have a large array of lanterns I've picked up over the years.
Yes, because it seems like
the little wick.
Yeah.
Yes, I have about, I think I have like five or six of them.
Because it's like they're different every year in some way. Yeah.
I have like gold-plated ones. Mm-hmm. I have brass ones. I even found an oil lamp once.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was quite nice.
Wow. Nice. See? We can talk about things other than...
Dickens.
Penises and yes.
Although those have the
But they're not as interesting.
Oh. I won't go there.
Hey, you know there's a new gay club opening up in the Southwest?
Is there now?
Yep, it's called La Academia.
For the
brainy ones.
That's interesting.
It's going to be on South Gessner at 5829 South Gessner.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, July 22nd, they're going to have the Noche Caribbea. And they're going to have music, the salsa, merengue, cumbia, bachata, and more. Which probably means they're going to also have reggaeton and who knows what else. And so there's a hot new club out there in the Southwest.
Good, okay. Yeah, it's great to hear.
It is great to hear. I mean, we talked about In-N-Out, a new club.
I saw that movie.
1537, I believe, is North Shepherd.
Oh, what is that?
Around 11th.
Wow, that's good.
Actually, Ed Moniker from EJ's bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bar between an operation. It's been gay friendly, and now it's going to be even more gay friendly.
Well, you know, there's that whole Cedar Creek and all of those different. There's like little straight clubs and cafes, and I mean, over on 11th Street, there's even a wonderful bead shop. The little bead shop that has really great stuff in it.
Really?
That whole little area up there really has kind of turned into a nice kind of entertainment area, but it's not like all done to a T, so it's so precious you can't stand it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just very neighborhood oriented, and so it's great to hear that there's going to be a gay bar in there too. That sort of rounds things out nicely.
Actually, I take that back. It's at North Shepherd at West 15th.
Well, that's still more or less the Heights area there.
Yeah.
That's great.
How about a little piece of music before we close out? The Messerschmitt Show is even here as we speak, getting their show together.
I wonder what their theme will be this week.
It's hard to tell.
Yes.
Very hard to tell.
Back when they were on a weeknight, they had a gay show, and I was their quality control person.
Yeah. Come on in here, Stacy.
Yeah.
What are you doing on your show tonight?
France.
France?
We're going to
talk about France.
France, okay.
France, Paris, gay Paris.
Yeah.
Ooh, gay Paris.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Hee hee, ha ha ha.
Pepe Le Pew.
So when Stacey is going to do France, you better be scared.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see London, I see France.
How about a little something from Sylvester that I've not played in years and years and years?
Yeah.
I see
and
leather underpants.
You normally do it on this show. That's okay. This is an old, old song. It's an old standard that he remade. And I was in a nostalgic mood tonight, so I thought I'd put this in and we'll be right back.
Time. They laughed him away because he did too long.
Away,
Kevin Cahoon, kind of new to After Hours, and that was Mirror Ball Prophecy off of his CD Doll. And that is the other song that we played, Title Cut. Before that, we had Jimmy Somerville with Dare to Love. Sylvester with Cry Me a River.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. And he funked it up real good. Real good. I like that version. Well, where did David go?
I don't know.
What?
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, we've got about 5 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hey. Okay. David, the other David's off the phone, and we're closing out. And mm-hmm. Stacy's here, ready. I mean, she's chomping at the bit. And she's got music. I'm surrounded by Stacy music. Yeah. It's all around me.
Yeah.
I love
it. She's all tuned up and ready to rev.
Yes, she is.
So.
David, you're going to be back next week with your poetry.
I'm going to be back next week with my postponed poetry.
Okay.
And
you're going to feature yourself, huh?
I've been a good host and been very limited in what I've put in terms of my poetry.
Yes.
So I'm going to indulge myself next week, and it's going to be on about my poetry, and I'll have someone come in and interview me.
Oh.
So that's going to be a little bit turnabout, and then I'll go back to having guests.
Works for me.
So that's what's up for that.
Ah, getting feedback here for some reason. Maybe that's the reason. Okay.
No, it's still there.
Okay.
Oh, and I would also, so next week will be poetry, so if anybody is out there who wants to send in some poetry or to call in, it was really wonderful when we had people call in with poems last show. Mm-hmm. So if you have something laying around and it's a poem and it can be read on the air, then give us a call next week.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And
I think we are all a little brain dead. It's just been a crazy weekend, evidently. My friend that was going to do the interview thing with me this weekend left me, and his phone was dead, so he dropped by and left me a note, and it sounded like he had the same kind of weekend I did. So I'm thinking it might be going around in general. Maybe the moon's in some weird position or something. Or maybe it's just me.
It's the moon. How's that? How's that?
Yeah.
And what are you up to?
La Lune.
What am I up to?
Scotty, yeah.
What do you mean?
Later?
What?
Coming up.
Oh, you come in with this handsome man. And now...
Well, he's not mine.
Well, they're sharing. They're sharing.
Okay, we're just friends here. Okay.
Yes.
Well...
Well, I didn't mean to imply.
Yeah. Well, friends can be friendly.
Yes, they can.
And very friendly sometimes.
I don't know. Is there anything open right now other than House of Man?
No, too.
House of Man?
House of Man is open.
Oh, House of Guys, you mean?
Yeah, House of Guys.
Yeah.
There we go. I think that's about it right now.
That and taxes.
Yeah. Oh, but cats is so expensive, though.
They are pricey, but...
But they're good.
If you're hungry, that is the place to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're not...
They're still good, though. They had the half sandwiches, you know.
They're still...
They're really good.
Yeah. But you get a lot of meat.
I'll probably go there on my birthday.
Okay. Let's close this out.
It's about that time.
I think
and we've
I got
Stacy to look forward to
in your ear here. If I know how to do this. Anyway, you've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on listener sponsored Pacifica Station KPFT Houston 90.1 FM and KPFT Galveston at 89.5 FM down there. I'm Jimmy Carper. I've been bringing you After Hours I've been on the show for 18 and a half years.
Wow.
And coming up in September, we'll
30
be,
million years.
Yeah, I know. It'll be our 19th birthday.
Yay.
19th.
Amazing.
September 6th, 1987, this show went on the air.
Wow.
And if you're out there thinking, gee, I would love to be on the show, I used to, for 18 of those years or 17 of those years, 16 of those years, I'd go, God, why isn't somebody saying that? I'd like to be on that show. That's such a wonderful show. I wish I was on there. And now I am.
And now you are.
Wishes do come true.
Oh, okay. So, here we go. See you next week.
Most internet websites are a jumble of hyperlinks, plugins, and jargon. But at kpft.org, you can find exactly what you're looking for. kpft.org is your community radio station's website, and we feature all the materials you need to enhance your listening experience. Get complete descriptions of programs, find playlists from your favorite music shows, listen to us via the web, or download archives of your favorite shows. You can even pay or renew your pledge online. By visiting kpft.org, you can also receive e-news sent right to your inbox. KPFT's site is the best way to keep up with your community radio station. So mouse on over to kpft.org anytime. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
You're listening to KPFT, Quel Dimanche.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.